Every great champion knows that success, overcoming and winning in life is no accident. Creating individual success is like having a recipe for a great meal. It only works if you know how to use the ingredients. As a best-selling author, entrepreneur, business coach, strategist, and champion, the Lewis Howard Live Show provides you the insider's view on winning. All we do is win, 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 helping you become the best version of yourself.
Afternoon, or whenever you are listening to me, you see this big time piece on top of the thing. It's on purpose. Time. We're going to be talking about Renaissance people, Renaissance life, and time has something to do with that that piece we're going to talk about today. I hope you guys are staying warm wherever you are. I hope you're staying cool wherever you are. If you're experiencing summer, La Ventana. As I would say in Spanish, I'm taking Spanish classes, so I'm learning how to be more fluent in Espanol, formal Spanish and informal Spanish. So it's been kind of fun. So I hope you're doing well. And right now it's in the 90s where I'm broadcasting from in the Northwest. So it's cooking and we're not used to that. We're kind of wimps. We can only handle like 70, 74. So 20 degrees above the norm is a bit much, but I also know the people in Scottsdale, Phoenix, Las Vegas are dealing with triple digits. I think in Palm Springs, it's 115, so I won't complain because I know there are some hotter places on the planet, including Texas and so forth. So I want to just have a quick conversation today about Renaissance, a Renaissance life. What is that? What would that be? And some pointers to go with the Renaissance life. I was thinking about, sometimes I think about my past and my progress and my story, you know, starting out with, you know, three mothers, two fathers, 12 schools in 10 school years, 10 schools in 12 years, early addiction to, you know, alcohol, drugs, just, you know, going into the military, problems and challenges that I faced for so much of the first part of my life. And so sometimes I will look back to reflect on how fortunate I am to have come through much of that. But I also realized that there were some things left undone, left unsaid, and unreconciled. So maybe you have something in your past, in your life that you didn't get closure on. It's not reconciled. The books are not balanced on that. You know, when they say that you have to balance your books, those of you that are in banking or retail, your cash register has to balance at the end of the day. And if it doesn't balance, you got to stay there until it balances. Maybe you balance your checkbook at the end of the month, if you still do such thing, or your account at this standpoint has to balance. What you put in and what you spent should be a match. If it's not, it's out of balance. And so you've got to discover where that is. Life is like that. So sometimes if you don't get closure and things are unresolved, you're out of balance. You can hear a lot of people talk and you can hear that they're still dealing with some things out of their past or, you know, things that are not complete. So the definition of Renaissance, so I'm looking at my thing here and I probably should have put that up. I got new tools. I got to learn how to use some of these things, but it's the revival or renewal interest in something, right? So there was the Renaissance period. We talk about, there's a term called the Renaissance man, person that is a revival of art and literature and influence and culture and style. So that's one definition, but I like the revival or renewed interest in something. And so for me, I had a revival or renewed interest in things that I did. And after, you know, some prayers, some meditation on it, I realized this. So the first thought is everything, even in my past, can be used for my present if I have that viewpoint. So what am I saying? If I leave something, let's say I left a job and I got terminated from a job, just using an example, right? So I'm unresolved with regard to that particular thing as far as the relationship, because I don't have that anymore. But I'm not unresolved as far as the experience that I gained there if I worked there long enough. So the relationship ended, didn't get closure. However, what can give me closure is taking the experience that I gained from that job and now applying it to something that I do presently. So I was an executive with a big home building company for almost 10 years. And I just realized I did like 10 jobs, 10 different assignments within one assignment. Okay. And eventually that relationship came to an end in an unceremonious way. They didn't send me out with a parade. I didn't get a gold watch. I didn't get 6 months of severance. It was a bad time in the economy. And, you know, it was a decision that had to be made or felt they had to be made. So the relationship ended unceremoniously for me. So I could have carried that. I could have lamented that. And to some degree, I think I did. But I also stopped and realized, wait a minute, I gained 10 years of home building and development business that can't be taken away. And now I can take that and renaissance it, if you will, and make now it comprehensive to what I'm doing now. Can't go back and fix the relationship. Not possible. So sometimes you have somebody in your life that passes away. They go on. They're not there. And you are not able to get closure to that relationship in the end. But what you can look at is, what was the good parts about the relationship? What did I learn good? If it was a father or a mother or an aunt or an uncle or a grandparent, what was good about that? Because if there's anything good about it, it can be turned for your good. To those that are more spiritually based and scriptural based, there's a story in the Bible of Joseph and his brothers. And his brothers threw him in a pit. And terrible thing to do, right? It's really cool, brothers take you and throw you in the pit, and then ultimately you're sold into slavery. It's a great family unit there, would you say? But some many years later, Joseph became a governor or prime minister or head over Egypt next to the king Pharaoh. He says at some point later, I'm shortening this, but at some point later, he comes to see his brothers again. I believe it's in Genesis chapter 50. He says to them, "What you meant for evil, God has turned for good." Okay. In other words, you throwing me in the pit, bro, not cool. Causing me to be sold into slavery, not cool. But the opportunity that I gained as a result of what you did has led me now to be the prime minister over all Egypt and second to Pharaoh. So your actions, while they were intended to hurt or harm, has now turned me into good. So now I'm comprehensive. I am Renaissance, because now I'm able to take what you did, apply it to my present, and then make a difference in my future. Okay. Hope that's simple enough to understand. Because here's what we do. We get into this throwaway mentality. We get into this walk away. Okay. You don't need me. I don't need you. Right. And then we don't want that person's name to come up. We don't want anything associated with that person to come up or that company. Okay. Well, then I think you're losing some benefit there. Right. You got to take, eat the meat, spit out the bones. And if you're a vegetarian, chew the leaf, throw away the stalk. But there is value in that. I don't believe that God lets us go through life and not have any value, even out of bad experience. So the messaging really today is that there is value in your past, even if something ended the way you didn't end it. A marriage, a business relationship, a social relationship. I've had a lot of social relationship just in, but sometime later I'm able to look back and go, man, I really learned a lot from that person. I learned this about certain things. So, but that's up to you to go back and do that. The person can no longer do that because you don't have the relationship with them. Other people in your life can't do that because they don't even know about the experience. You're the only person that can go back into your past and seek a reconciliation of the past by taking the good out of it. I'm going to tell you for sure, there are a lot of people that get very sick over their past because they're still stressed out about what somebody did to them, you know, and a lot of times it's bad stuff, not good stuff, reason to be concerned. But you also have to get to a certain point where you flip the script. That's what Joseph did to his brothers. He flipped the script. First part of the script, he's thrown in the pit. Second part of the script, they're bowing to him as the prime minister over all Egypt. And by the way, they're there because they need some food. And if they don't get food, they're going to starve to death. And Joseph is the conduit or portal by which that's going to happen. The guy they threw in the pit. How'd you like to go face the person that you threw into the pit? You told your dad that he was dead. And now so many years later, while you're in the middle of a need, he shows up. I'm telling you, that's straight, you know, you can't make that stuff up, right? Hollywood couldn't write something as cool as that. So that happens. I have had people who did me wrong had to cross paths with me, okay? So first lesson, first takeaway, and again, I'm not playing with my tool, I should have this up. But first takeaway, there is value in your past, okay? Number two is take a proactive look at your past and see where the value is. And I'm particularly focusing on relationships that ended negatively, unceremoniously, job opportunities. Were you there long enough to gain some experience that could pay you today? Some of you are benefiting for things you still hate on, right? You may hate on a relationship or hate on opportunity, but you're making money off of it. You're benefiting, right? So you're already in the Renaissance, but you don't really know. The only thing you need to do is you need to let go. You need to let go of that part that's unreconciled. Let's not bring that up, because now that becomes a bit of a weight on your mind. And I'm a person that likes clarity and likes focus. So I try to take off anything I think is tripping up my thought process or my clarity. And when you got unforgiveness, when you got trauma and drama, you can't focus because you're so busy thinking about that. So for me, I had to learn to let go the relationship part of it, right? Because it didn't end the way I wanted to. I just didn't go out the way I wanted to. But I also realized, man, I gained a wealth of experience that's now going to pay me millions. I said that, millions, because of what I was able to learn there during the time that I was there. Anyway, I lost track of some. So anyway, so think about that as a way of healing and reconciling and being kind of that comprehensive Renaissance person, as I say, bringing it all together, right? Bringing a little bit of the past in a good way to the present and being sort of this, you know, state-of-the-art person, right? Because some people, they don't want to deal with anything in the past. And I understand that. I got some things in my past I do not want to deal with. And I'm not saying you got to go back and deal with everything in your past, but you want to find those things to wit you had some sort of positive experience that can benefit you today. If it can't benefit you today, then don't bother. But I have decreed and declared that I want everything out of my past that has been unreconciled, that I didn't get closure, to be comprehensive and Renaissance. I'm naming myself the Comprehensive Renaissance Man, because I want everything in my life should be used for good, not just the things that I'm doing now or the things I'm doing in the future, but the things that I sacrificed, the things that I went through. And here's the deal about that. Even if you caused it, I mean, God's grace will still give it to you. Even if you made the mess and you ended it or you messed it up, doesn't matter. It's still your time. It's still your energy and your resources. So look into that past, find the good past, forgive in your heart so it doesn't, you know, doesn't cloud your memory. Don't keep talking about it. Don't keep talking about the bad part of it, right? Find a new subject, right? Don't dwell on that. And just declare to yourself that I am completely whole. Say to yourself, what was meant for evil has been turned for good. There's a saying that we use that rumors of my demise and failure have been greatly exaggerated. And nothing hurts a hater or people out of your past more than when you succeed. Okay? Because sometimes those relationships end because they are trying to trip you up. They are trying to get in your way. And so when you cannot allow that to happen, and sometimes, like in the case of the story of Joseph and his brothers, look, that took 20 years. So it wasn't overnight. So sometimes it will take time, but you keep thinking positive on the things that you've gained. And I believe that you will see some benefit in your day. All right. It's summer. Stay cool. Do something fun. We'll be back with another something and another. We'll just keep it going. Got some guests coming up. We're going to be overhauling the show as always. Something always new coming up. Hey, enjoy it. It's Lewis Harrod. And our goal is always to help you become the best version of yourself.
Every great champion knows that success, overcoming, and winning in life is no accident. Creating individual success is like having a recipe for a great meal. It only works if you know how to use the ingredients. As a best-selling author, entrepreneur, business coach, strategist, and champion, the Lewis Howard Live Show provides you the insider's view on winning. All we do is win, 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 helping you become the best version of yourself.